We are reading from the book Talmud Esher Asfirot, 16th part, 6th volume, page Aleph Taf Taf Kuf Nun, item 107. We'll remind that you can ask questions live at the website www.kab.tv. Selected questions which are related to the studied material shall be asked live. So again, page Aleph Taf Taf Kuf Nun, item 107. Indeed, Matat is now worse than Adam HaRishon, than the first Adam HaRishon. And thus, we shall explain the matter of Matat. Know that even though they've said in the correction that Matat is in the world of Yetzirah, truly, his goof, which are his vak, are in the world of Yetzirah. And that's why he is named Yetzirah. But the truth is that the Rosh of Matat is in Bria, and his goof in Yetzirah, and his raglaim in Asiyah, and it is found that the extent of his height spreads over the three worlds Bia. Indeed, now after they have fallen, but the goof of Adam from its Rosh to its Raglaim expanded through those three worlds when they were up according to their virtues. And there is no difference that there is an infinite difference between them. We read again item 107. Indeed, Matat now, Matat meaning after the sin, is worse than the first Adam HaRishon. And thus we shall explain the matter of Matat. Know that even though they have said in the correction that Matat is in the world of Yetzirah, the matter is that his goof, which are his vak, are in the world of Yetzirah. And thus he is named Yetzirah. But the truth is that the Rosh of Matat is in Bria, and his goof in Yetzirah, and his raglaim in Asiyah. And the extent of his height is found as the three worlds of Bia. Indeed, he is as they are now after they have fallen. But the goof of Adam from its Rosh to its raglaim held the three mentioned worlds when they were high according to their virtue. Meaning, even though Adam HaRishon is in the world of Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah, then they all had been in the world of Atzilut, when they have been up. And for sure there is an infinite difference between them, that they have been up in the world of Atzilut, and after the sin they came down to their permanent place. We are reading from the star, item 108. And we shall explain the matter of the soul that all were incorporated in the man. And that shall explain this, what our sages have said. 2,000 chaos, 2,000 Torah, 2,000 the days of the Messiah. Know that at the time Adam HaRishon was created, all the soul were incorporated within him. As it is mentioned in the article Ki Tetze, in the precept Shiluach HaKen, and the Creator had wanted that the world would last for 6,000 years. So all those, in order that all those souls that come from Bia shall be corrected within them, which are 6,000 souls. And it is known that all the souls come from the upper coupling, from the drop of Hei Chasadim and Hei Gvurot within Da'at, Or and Masach. Hei Chasadim is Or, and Hei Gvurot is the screen that writes both the light and the screen write upon the will to receive, and then there is a connection between the light and the desire with the screen, and generally this is called that. As it is known in the verse, and Adam should know Eve, his wife. and that is the place of the connection between the lights and the vessels. Because the coupling is the tongue of yediyah, knowledge, since the drop of the coupling is drawn from moach adat. And read again item 108. And we shall explain the matter of the soul that were all incorporated in Adam, within Adam. And that shall explain the matter of what our sages said, 2,000 Tohu, 2,000 Torah, 2,000 the days of the Messiah. Know that when Adam HaRishon was created, all the soul were incorporated in him. As it is mentioned in Ki Tetzeh, in the precept of Shiluach HaKen. And the Creator had wanted that the years of the world shall be 6,000 years, that all those souls that come from Bia will be corrected within them, and they are 6,000. As it is mentioned. Bia is 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, 6,000 degrees, and that's why the correction is 6,000 years, means 6,000 ascension from a degree to a degree that the souls must execute. And it is known that all the souls comes from the upper coupling, from the drop of Hei Chasadim and Hei Gvorot within that. And it is known in the verse, Vayeda, Adam, Chava, his wife, Eve, his wife, because the coupling is called Yediyah, because since the drop of the coupling is drawn from Moach Adat. Item 109. And there's another reason that the rest of the Mochin are for the man himself, but the third Moach of the Chasadim and Gvorot, meaning the Moach Adat, from there exits the drop of the sperms to procreate other newborns, because Chasadim and Gvorot are called Bara and Barta, ben son and daughter. That's why the drop of sperm of the male is from the aspect of Chasadim alone, and of the female is from the drop of Gvorot alone. And only from those construct the goof of the offspring, meaning the goof of the offspring is generally from Chasadim and Gvorot. Again, item 109. And there's another reason that the rest of the Mochin are for the man himself, but the third Moach of the Chasadim and Gvorot is the origin of the drop of sperm for procreations of other offsprings. Because Chasadim and Gvorot are named Bara and Barta. And therefore, the drop of sperm of the male is from the aspect of Chasadim alone. And from the female is from the drop of Gvorot only. And from those only construct the goof of the offspring. What do they want to say? That the forces, the lights, the vessels, the fulfillments, the reshimot, the plan, the thought of creation, beginning, ending, it's all up there. What renewal do we have in creation that everything should come out to some kind of a better? What can there be if there's a light and a vessel? Well, everything can be between them, but what can be come out that is new? And if there's nothing new, then just for creating all kinds of measurements of composement and mixture one with other lights and vessels. What is creation? If the light creates the vessels, existence or non-existence, in a determined, in an imprint, one against the other, then the vessel is a copy from the light, and as the light, the same as the vessel. So what? There is no creature here. How can the creature be a creature, distant from the Creator, independent, to be called a creature? Where can this discernment come out from, procreate, grow? That is the question. And here he tries somehow to explain, even though for now we wouldn't understand it, we should actually be in it, how it is procreated within the man, how does this new discernment that does not exist in the Creator in any way comes out of the man. And the discernment, not its result. The result is the image of the Creator. There's no renewal here. There is an original and you copy it. But the desire, that invention itself, which comes from zero, from emptiness, to be as the Creator, as an independent, as a bestower, that invention is named Da'at. That is a deficit that comes from below, and that deficit connects the light and the vessel, Chochma and Bina, five chasadim and five gvurot, light and a screen, and that deficit, the idea to connect them actually in such a way, not differently, comes from the creature, and that deficit is called the creature. Because it has nothing that came from above as a beginning. From above, cascade the lights here and the vessels here, and go ahead, you can be in the middle, and if you have an idea how to connect them, then connect them. And then it is like within a child. He tries doing that and that, and then he comes to solutions. And then the Torah he acquires, how to connect and how to do it, that's him. Otherwise, just a piece of flesh, that flesh that comes out of the mother. But what's the renewal within him? How he digests life, how he makes out of it something on his own. So those new discernments, they are named the man.
And it's not something that the Creator created, but that the Adam, the person, he does himself. And here, of course, in the terms of the wisdom of Kabbalah, he tries to explain where does it come from. Please. Item 110. And since Adam HaRishon included the three worlds of Bia and the clarification that those same chasadim and gvurot which exist in all the potsufs, which exist in the three worlds of Bia, the souls of the lowers emerge from them. From them, it means from those chasadim and gvurot, from Chabad, and all those souls which were incorporated in those chasadim and gvurot, which are in the three worlds of Bia, were included in the soul of Adam HaRishon. And the years of the world had to be the same amount as the number of souls. So in those years, during these years, there will be created those same souls and come to this world in body and soul and be corrected. And therefore, the world, the years of the world were 6,000 years against the number of souls mentioned, meaning that 6,000 years, it's the amount of, it's the number of souls. What does he write actually? That there are 6,000 souls because we have 6,000 discernments in the three worlds of Biav, and a year is called soul. But it's very simple. Each time a person corrects his vessel, he elevates it from level to level. It means that he has a new vessel. We learn the 10 sefirot on one level and 10 sefirot on a lower or a higher level than it. This is a completely different protsuf. let's say above he has the light of Chochmah, below he has the light of Binah, that they only cause one another. And therefore each and every moment Adam, or a new person, he has a new vessel, a new soul. And therefore we say that a person which ascends through the steps, he merely corrects the 6,000 souls in him. So what? A soul, it's not something which exists constantly. If now I'm on a certain level and later on a different level, then I'm in a different soul. I've changed myself. It's not a constant steady vessel, it's a constantly renewing vessel on a new aviut and a new corporation, coupling, and a new perception. Then what is between me and the previous state, between the current me and the me which existed in the past? Only as a cause and effect. And that's it. Like we have between the partsufs, the same law. What's the difference between Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Bon, where each one procreates the next? A new Rishimo, a new coupling, the drawing of the lights, everything is new. Only that this is the reason, the cause, and this is the effect. The reason is called the Father, and the effect is called the Son. The same here. Each step, degree, makes the next degree or procreates the next degree, but it has its own inner light, inner soul, everything of its own. Body meaning the desire of the vessel, the body of the vessel. And therefore, do not be frightened that we have your 6,000 souls. Why? Because there are the 6,000 years. If we have 6,000 steps, then certainly we need to acquire these 6,000 partsufs, 6,000 souls, until we conclude the correction, we reach the final form. That is precisely an equivalence, an adhesion to the Creator. Meaning the time of the 6,000 years, it is here the amount of souls. Again, letter Kufyud, 110, and since Adam HaRishon included the three worlds of Bia, it is as it is mentioned, and the clarification is that those same Chasadim and Gvurot, which exist in all the Partsufs, in the three worlds of Bia, the souls of the lowers emerge from them, and all those souls which were included in those Chasadim and Gvurot, which are in the three worlds of Bia, were included in the soul of Adam HaRishon. And the world, the years of the world had to be as the amount of the number of the souls, so that during these years those souls would be created and would come to this world in body and soul and would be corrected. And therefore the years of the world were 6,000 against the number of souls as it is mentioned. Letter, okay, inner light, but first of all we have a question. What is the diminishment of the light, the matat which he spoke of? We'll return to it. Is there, we have it in the questions and answers. Matat, he's asking about matat. Find something. What's the difference between the 6,000 years and 600,000? Does it have the same weight? Children, you're thinking about spirituality, that it is defined, it's deterministic like spirituality. There is a cup, so it's a cup. There's a book, it's a book. Soul is a soul. There is no such thing in spirituality. Spirituality is the integration of forces, only forces. There's nothing besides this. You are a... You build buildings, you have stones in your head, you don't understand what electricity is, fluids, but ask computer people, where is the matter they engage in? It is more elusive, but where does it exist in a computer? Well, there's the RAM there, and the different memories that are being burned, and they exist constantly, like something in your head. But there are things that come and connect and make different forms out of themselves. And spirituality, this is the way it is. It's different forces, vectors that connect between them. And each time they create new forms until all of these forces come to a form like at the beginning, which is adhesion of the creature with the creator, which is predetermined, exists in the head because the primary thought, the final action is in its primary thought. Until we reach all these vectors, these forces, they work in the billions, thousands, infinite forms and connections between them. And where's the soul here? But each time, in each and every one of us, consciously or unconsciously, there's a renewal. And this renewal from these forces, this is what we live. A part of this renewal, we feel. And we're in it. And part of this renewal, we don't feel. You yourself are plenty of forces which connect and work. But what do you perceive of all of this great big thing? You only perceive a small primitive layer out of it. And this is what you call, I am Gabi, Gabriel. I am Michael, he's Nessie. This is the way we call ourselves. This is the way we feel ourselves. But what we are is the soul, the vessel of infinity, and we must find out how does this vessel, how is it adhered with the Creator. Meanwhile, I reveal something small, opposite, falseful, which is called a dream, which means that I've seen an opposite world. The different things which the sages tell us about, where they've reached the vision, that we're not even from that vision where we are, we don't feel anything as a result. You have a great big balloon, which is you, in adhesion with the Creator, and from it you feel like, a spot on this balloon. And you call, this is what you call yourself, your world, this life. And in this balloon, each time, they roam around and turn, and different forces. And each and every moment, you can define it as a new soul, a different soul, because there is a special connection there between these forces and their resemblance to the Creator, the fulfillment, the absence of fulfillment. There is no such thing as a defined for a soul. You could tell me, maybe you're right, but I read in Shara Gilgulim, the book of Shara Gilgulim, there are different stories there, that the soul, it comes from one person, which was a merchant, later on to another person, which was righteous, then to a third person, which was a thief, fourth person, which was something else. So is the soul something defined in a man or not? So we need to understand these stories, because there it's told like a Hollywood story. It's still far from understanding. So meanwhile, let's receive both of the souls. It is possible to measure them by years. On each and every step, there is a change, a new soul. And this is the way it's written. Each day, a new man. Letter 110, Inner Light. The Chazadim and the Gvurot, which exist in each Paltzuf, in the three worlds of Biah, from them emerged the souls of the lower, and they were included in the soul of Adam Rishon.
Because there are three Mochin Chabad, Chochma Bina Dat. And the third Moach is named Dat. And it is also included from the three Mochin, Chochma Vebina, and the lower Dat. And both that lower and upper Dat are incorporated from Hei Chasadim and Hei Gvurot. And from there come out all the souls of the lower one and the soul of Adam HaRishon, which includes all the souls of the lower one. They all came out as well from those Chasadim and Gvurot within that. And these things are from a very of very high depth, since they show us the origin of our souls and our holding to the upper worlds that our entire eternity depends on. Thus, we should understand them to the extent which is possible. The matter is like this. Chochma, Bina, and Daat, we know that they connect between them in such a way that Chochma and Bina construct the Daat according to the amount of screen and the possibility to build that measure. And that is called the Daat of the Upper One. And the Daat itself, I draw it in such a way, but understand that that itself includes on its own, but it's just towards the lower one. That's why I draw it like this. It includes Chochma, Bina, and Daat. That is named Daat of the lower one. And from it we have an exit downward. What does he want to explain? And first we should understand the matter of the two of those two distinctions of Chabad, that the souls only come out from the Daat within them. And we should understand why don't they come out from the Chochma and Bina that within Chabad, but only from the Daat of Chabad. And the matter is that the Rosh has nothing but three Mochin, which are Chabad, that the Gar within him are called Moach Chochma and Moach Bina, and its Zat, Chagat Nehim, are called Moach Hadat, meaning the head itself, the Rosh itself, has Chabad, Chagat, and Nehi. So, what does he say again? That his gar are named Moach Chochma and Moach Bina, and his zat, Chagat Nehim, are named Moach Hadat. So we'll make a small correction, meaning Chochma and Bina truly belong to the Rosh, and what's below them, it is all that. It is all Rosh. But they divide on two partsufim, as the division of Abba and Ima Ilain and Isut, that Chochma and Bina expand on their own to the partsuf Chabad, meaning Gar and Zat, and they are discerned as the partsuf of Gar of the Mochin. And in the same way, the third Moach, which is the general Daat, meaning Zat of the Rosh, expands as well to a Partsuf on his own, of his own, Gar and Zat, that the Gar are Chochma and Bina of Daat, and the Zat are the Daat of Daat. And both of them, the Gar and the Zat of Daat, are named Partsuf of the Vak of the Mochin. And that division is accustomed both in the Partsufim of Atzilut and in the Partsufim of Bia, And when the mochin are bestowed from its rosh to its goof, the goof also divides to two parts of him, gar and vak. That is chagat to the chazeh, partsuf of gar of goof. And it always received from the partsuf of gar of mochin, which are chochma and bina and upper dat. And the partsuf of zat of the goof, meaning the tanhim within him from chazeh downward till the ending of raglin, is discerned as the partsuf of vak of the goof. And it always received from the partsuf vak of the mochin in the Rosh, which are named three mochin of Da'at, or Chochma and Bina, and Da'at of the lower one. And it is an individual discernment, which is accustomed in each degree, Rosh and Guf, that the Rosh on its own includes two partsufim, Gar and Vak. And in general, it is Gar. And the goof on its own includes two parts of him, gar and vak, but in general it is vak. And both of them is divided to chabad and zat. Meaning what we've written, we don't need to, but we just need to remember that rule. Chochma bina dat. Chochma and bina belong to the upper one, dat belong to the lower one. Because dat is actually comes by the man of the lower one. That the lower one asks for those forces, chasadim and gvurot, from chochma and bina. Then, towards his request on its man, he receives it. That's why chochma and bina always belong to the gar, and that belongs to the zat. And since that is a request from the lower one, from the zat of the partsuf, that's why he is divided to zat. But in those zat, they receive chasadim gevurot, that zat is also divided on its own to gar and to zat. And that's it. Questions, please? Yes. When the lower one receives the dat of the upper one, it deletes the dat of the lower one. Don't sit. You shoot and you run away. I didn't understand. Get up so they'll see you. When the lower one receives the dat of the upper one. Well, let's say that it deletes the dat of the lower one. No. If the lower one is about to receive the dat of the upper one, it does not delete his own dat, his own dat opinion in Hebrew. Otherwise, it will be below dat, below reason. He goes with his own dat, his own reason. He awakens within him criticism on the upper one. You must have a left line. And along with it, he takes upon himself the reason of the upper one, even though it is opposed to its original reason. That is what we call walking above reason, the dat of Torah. The reason of Torah. The dat is composed out of two things. I'm in a healthy, certain, I clarify everything with my ego and desires and my thought, everything. And now I go and examine and criticize the action of the Creator. That when I criticize the actions of the Creator, I must criticize them with what I have, my reason. Those are my vessels of receptions, my understanding, the lights within me. And of course, if I criticize the Creator, which is an upper state, it doesn't get along with my opinion, my reason. I disagree. And that's the right form we reveal, and then we are not content, we blame the Creator, we disagree with him. How can I say I agree if in my heart I feel something is wrong in my world, in my state? It is as if I say the providence is bad. Who does anything else except him? So after I check the reason of the upper one, his opinion, that is the world, and the world is the revelation of the divinity. Where is the revelation of divinity? I would burn this world. Now you understand me, in those words, but I would do it because it's against my opinion. Now I should reveal in that world infinite harmony according to how I can depict infinity. But if I can for myself imagine the upper force which clothes in that reality which I hate and bring that image to an ideal image, upon everything I've clarified and preferred on what is, that is that I receive the reason of the upper one upon my own reason, my own mind, and then I ascend to his degree, connect with him in spite of my feeling and brain, but I keep my opposite feeling and brain. And then it's an ascension. And you say, I delete what I have, all I have. Bless God, everything is for the best. You don't check it, you don't have an ascent. You keep annulling yourself, and you have nothing to grow upon. You don't have the mount of Sinai, you don't have the ego that you grow upon, but those one who keep annulling themselves and deleting themselves, it's calling the landlords. The dat of the Torah is opposite to the dat of Baal HaBayit. Dat. You must go above your reason and there to receive the reason of the upper one. But it's just for those that have the left line, which are ready to walk in such a way. And though there are a few, what are a few? A few thousands in the world in our time. There's just one more thing I want to understand. My reason, the reason of the lower one, is it some kind of reference that toward it I can measure and reach the reason of the upper one? It's true. If you don't have that reference point, you stay in zero. If you don't ascend in your reason, that's why everyone who goes above reason becomes smarter. And everyone who annuls its reason becomes more primitive. We say naive. It's not naive, it's he has nothing. What they tell him, he received it and that's it. He doesn't grow. And we should grow to the height of the reason of the upper one. What does it mean to ask for chasadim gevurot? To raise man. And with that, we'll move on to the third part of the lesson. We move to the third part of the lesson, the book Kabbalah for Beginners.